The Cardinals look for the series sweep over the Pirates, and Yadier Molina would have himself one of the best games of his career with one of his biggest fans looking on.
Molina, base hit into right. 1-0 Cardinals. Wong scores. DeJong to third. Two out RBI hit, Yadier Molina.
Well, you got to like the adjustment, don't you? 1-0 Cardinals. Molina homered to left early yesterday, and today he makes the adjustment because the pitch is away. He takes it away.
That's Citi Field.
Molina hits it deep to left field. This is going to leave the yard. A home run for Yadi. Home run number 17, and this is a three-run blast. 4-0 Cardinals.
The second is as many nights.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, he enjoyed that one, didn't he?
Yadi has driven in all four Cardinal runs today.
Richett grounded to third, first time up. Hits this one into right center. Pretty well hit. It's at the wall and gone. Home run, Randall Grichuk, opposite way. 5-0 St. Louis. Number 20.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball, right field, right to Piscotty. Four batters to hit. One left on in the eighth. The Cardinals come up in the bottom of the eighth, leading the Pirates 7-0.
The Cardinals are peaking at the right time. They are 7 games over .500 for the first time all season. Here's the manager, Mike Matheny.
Big day. Yeah, Yadi had great at-bats all day, even sack fly. Needed those. We talk about the big hits. You know, you get those first two with two outs. We needed, you know, obviously big. And then being able to drive in the run late, just a great job. But next question will be about Michael, and he was just special today. Some of the best stuff we've seen. He made some, I think, some minor adjustments. He did work down the zone, but his changeup just came out of his hand really well. He had it out front, had good action, had great velocity. It's just one of those starts he's got to remember.
When he throws 27 balls to 28 hitters, that's a pretty good tip-off.
Yeah, he just controlling strike zone. But, you know, it all revolves around the fastball. But you saw him come right out of bed throwing curveball today, too. So, I mean, it was one of those pitches that he wanted to make them aware of. And he threw, when he did throw it, it was good. But the cutter was sharp. The changeup had bite. And the fastball, you know, I think in the fourth there against Freeze, I think I saw 99 up on the board. It's pretty good for one of our starters.
As you guys go down the stretch, can you describe some of the most important characteristics of Yadier offensively, as a catcher?
Yeah, all season. I mean, guy's just special. And how he goes about his business, how he prepares, how he competes, how he helps. And then he contributes. He's just one of those players that continues to figure out ways to keep himself sharp, keep his body strong, and continue to improve. And yeah, it's it's amazing to watch.
Do you think he took any umbrage when Nova rushed him back a little bit?
Always. Yeah, he always does. I don't blame him.
Did you see someone with Carpenter physically?
No, Carp's fine. Got defense in there, got him out, and, you know, got a few runs. And he makes a last out, and we're going to put Mejia in there. We're going to use his defense. And as you saw, he had a couple tough plays. He got tested right away in the very first pitch. And he's going to help us out defensively, so we got to keep him sharp.
Really, to share with Michael the question we're always, how is he going to look in August and September?
Yeah.
He
was extremely motivated to put those questions to bed. That he knew he was doing the work. I think he just figured out that he had to alter what his workload would look like and what he had to focus on through the off season. And, you know, so many of our pitchers, especially the starters, talk about their off season being focused on September and October, and pushing through the end of August and the dog days. That's really when their work shows. And Michael did a great job of altering and working with our performance team, medical staff, to figure out what it is that he could do just a little bit differently. And, you know, when you see a start like that, where we are right now with the workload he's had, we want to keep it going, obviously. But it's one of those things you just have to admire, and how he can make those adjustments and then see the results. That's motivating him to keep going forward.
Randall Grichuk having another strong power season. He finishes 1-for-3 and reaches the 20 home run mark for the second straight year.
He was amazing. Got a lot of swing and misses. Got a lot of balls weak in play. Soft ground balls, soft fly balls. He was dominant. I was kind of hoping he'd go out there for the ninth and get the complete game shutty, but hand it over to the bullpen and Gant closed it out well.
Had some good defense behind him. You cut off a ball. Bader cut off a ball. You take some pride in helping a guy like Waka who pitched so well?
Yeah, most definitely. He's out there battling, giving it all he's got. Any little thing we can do out there to help. That's one out at the time, so get a ground ball, double play, keep that in line. So, we're gonna try out there just as hard as he is.
The home run was big, too. First pitch fastball. Take us through that.
Yeah, he throws me a lot of those sinkers, and I feel like he's had the best of me lately, but I feel like I've just missed him, and luckily I was able to square that one up.
To get to 20 this season, does that hold special significance for you?
Yeah, most definitely. One back-to-back 20 homer seasons, it's great. Hopefully go many more, but after starting off so slow, being able to, battle back and get to 20, it's huge, and hopefully keep going and finish strong.
The Cardinals are off until Tuesday when they play host to the Reds. Lance Lynn will make the start.